Baba Basra, Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which we said there are two different types of expressions. There is Mida Bachevel, when somebody sells ground, they can say that they want to be very precise, or they can say Hein Chaser, Hein Yaser, they can say that I'm being imprecise. And that makes a difference in terms of how if you give more or give less, whether or not you have to deal with it, and at what point you have to deal with it. Now, the Mishnah says, Mida b'chevel ani mocher lach, hein chaser, hein yaser. What if a person says both expressions? First he says, I'm being precise, but then he says, hein chaser, hein yaser, whether it's less or it's more, so he's saying I'm being imprecise. So the Mishnah says, b'tel hein chaser, hein yaser, mida b'chevel. This latter statement, that I'm being imprecise, hein chaser, hein yaser, beats out and negates the previous statement of Mida Bachevel, I'm being precise, and therefore you don't have to be precise, and therefore if, as long as it's not 1/24th extra, it belongs to the purchaser, it's not a problem. Now, Hein Chaser, Hein Yaser, Mida Bachevel, that it says the opposite, I'm being imprecise, and then he says Mida Bachevel, being precise, Bitel Mida Bachevel, Hein Chaser, Hein Yaser. The second statement of Mida Bachevel, of being precise, will beat out and negate the previous statement of Hein Chaser, Hein Yaser. And all of this is the opinion of Divrei Ben Annas. This is Ben Annas' opinion. The Ben Annas maintains, you tofes loshon achron, you always assume the latter expression. Whatever is said last is what sticks. And that's why he maintains that position. However, the Chachamim, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, the Chachamim disagree with Ben Annas, and they actually are of the opinion that they are besafek. They are in doubt as to which language takes precedence. And because they're in doubt, they say you have to follow who's muchzik in the karka, who had the control of the karka up until this point, and that was the mocher, the seller. Therefore, the seller, according to the Chachamim, would have the upper hand, and whichever expression gives the seller the upper hand is the one that sticks. Therefore, if he gave him extra karka, he's got to return it, even if it's just a little bit, because we follow the more precise language of Mida Bachevel, which benefits the mocher, since he's the muchzik, he's the one who has possession of the karka. Bim picha is called shehu, but if he gave just a little bit, he doesn't have to, because when he took away a little bit, the mocher doesn't have to return it, even if he gave a little less, because we follow the language that's imprecise. Again, because we are, according to Chachamim, we are mesopic, we are in doubt. What happens, the Mishnah says, if he says when he sells it, b'simanov uv'mitzarov, that he gives signs, he talks about certain landmarks in the karka, or mitzarov, it's certain borders, and he gives those physical descriptions, then there's a different criteria that's used. Pachos mishtos higio, if we gave him extra, if it's less than a sixth extra, it's the lokach, the purchaser's adjstus yinaka. But if it's more than even though it says adjstus, the way the Gemara understands it means anything from above a shtus up until down to a shtus, down to a sixth. In other words, anything above a sixth yinaka, it would need to be subtracted, and you'd have to give it back. Now, even though shtus is usually, a sixth is usually something we associate with onah, and we mentioned before there's no onah by karka, this actually, the Tosfos Yom Tov quotes from the Rambam, that this is not because of onah, but rather this idea of sixth has to do, because this just happens to be what the amount that people are usually mochel, that people are forgiving of, when they use the language b'simon of a mitzar. When they use these physical demarcation lines, they don't mean to be very precise. They mean to be around that area. And therefore, up to a sixth, they are mochel, they are forgiving of.